Mummy, is weeds baddies?
I said that it depended if you were a boy or a butterfly. Batman rolled his eyes, like a newsman interviewing an equivocating politician. I couldn't help smiling.
Who is that woman on the sofa, Mummy?
Her name is Little Bee.
That's a funny name.
Not if you're a bee.
But she isn't a bee.
No, she's a person. She's from a country called Nigeria.
Hmm. Is she a goodie?
I stood up straight. We have to go now, darling, I said. The Undertaker is here to collect us.
Bruce Wayne?
Yes.
Is we going to the Batcave?
Are we going to the Batcave?
Are we?
Sort of.
Hmm. I is coming in a minute.
I felt the perspiration starting on my back. I had on a grey woolen suit and a hat that was not black, but a late evening nod to it. It didn't scorn tradition, but nor had it entirely submitted to darkness. Folded up over the hat was a black veil, ready to bring down when the right moment came. I hoped someone would tell me when that was. I wore navy blue gloves, which were borderline dark enough for a funeral. The middle finger of the left-hand glove was truncated and stitched. I'd done it two nights earlier, as soon as I was drunk enough to bear it, in a merciful hour between insobriety and incapacity. The glove's severed finger was still lying on my sewing table. It was hard to throw away. In my suit pocket was my phone, set to quiet mode in case I forgot to do it later. I also had a £10 note ready for the collection, in case there was a collection. It seemed unlikely at a funeral, but I wasn't sure. And if there was a collection, was £10 about right? 5 seemed ridiculously mean, 20 obscenely flashy. There was nobody left to ask about ordinary things. Little Bee was no use. I couldn't ask her, "Are these blue gloves okay?" She'd only stare at them, as if they were quite the first pair of gloves she had ever seen, which was quite possibly the case. "Yes, but are they dark enough, Little Bee? Between you and me, you as the refugee from horror, and me as the editor of an edgy monthly magazine, would we call that shade blue courageous or blue irreverent?"